Hello?
Larry O'Brien on 90.
Hello?
Yes.
Mr. President, Olin Johnson will start hearings on that pay bill Monday morning. And we're meeting with the Senate Speaker's office at 2:15 this afternoon to go over this headcount again preparatory to...
Get Bill Daugherty to come over here and tell him I want to see him, Keating. I want to see what they're going to do about this because they've been peddling around now 2 or 3 weeks and we ought to get wrap up on that.
Yeah.
Just get a hold of him and have somebody in your office get a hold of him and tell him I want to see him and just bring him in. I don't care who I'm talking to, I'll see him.
All right.
And I want to see what they can do about it. And if you don't mind, give me the potentials on the other side and we can check them on.
Okay.
And how long is he going to take on these hearings?
Well, he didn't get into that, but what we'll be doing, I've had Manitas touching base with each individual member of the committee, and I think we can spur it on pretty good.
Make them, those that are absent like Yarber, give you a proxy,
yeah.
And then
yeah.
Are you going to have a good group there today at the House Committee?
The House Committee on the pay bill meets in the morning.
All right, you're going to have...
But we're meeting this afternoon with the Speaker, and that will include Keating.
Yeah.
And, you know, this Speaker was still a little bit reluctant yesterday morning, you know, and all that sort of thing, but we'll put it on good this afternoon and go over all
the things. Try to see you got your 25 or 30, whatever you need there tomorrow morning.
Oh, yeah.
Let's report that thing.
We're checking every one of those individually.
Tell them we want to get it reported.
Yep.
Now, let's see if we can't rewrite that transportation bill a little bit.
Yeah, well, Martin is up there.
We better get Henry to watch these counts. Let's don't depend on somebody else counting. I talked to Orrin Harris, and I talked to all of them. They didn't know what they were doing. No reason in the world to lose that vote. John Young got a commitment to us to go with us on any vote that ever happens that the administration's interested in, and he said nobody asked him to. Now, I can't personally watch that.
Well, no, I won't quarrel about who asked him. But the Department of Commerce talked to him and asked him.
Well, tell Walter Jenkins that so he can call him back and ask him. He said the Speaker didn't mention it, and I didn't mention it, and he'd made a commitment to both of us. So if I'd known we needed it, I wouldn't have mind asking him. I just didn't know.
Yeah.
And we lost it by his vote. His vote changing it would have changed it.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It may be completely. Maybe you couldn't pass it if you got it out. They tell me most of the Republicans are for it.
I'll tell you, we could not have passed it.
You cannot pass it even to get it out of rules.
That's right.
Well, why can't you if all the Republicans for it?
Well, that's just not true. That's just not true.
Well, take a look at that. If that is true, give me a memo saying it that so I can explain to these people that we thought it was in good shape.
Yeah. All right.
Just say to them that you couldn't pass it if you got it out. We better wait.
Okay.
And give me some judgment on it after you talk. Get somebody to talk to Halleck and then talk to Harris and see how it would divide up and why it'd be defeated and so forth. And we'll get rid of them then and go on to something else.
All right.
Okay.
Operator.